Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Midday Joy with Unati. 12 to 3 p.m. on Kaya FM.
We only came through before this with Diamonds, SZA with Good Days, and of course we played you Life Jennings with Must Be Nice. Must be nice to be a film producer. Must be nice to now be a family member of the Sharks. Must be nice to be as beautiful as you are. Must be nice, Rachel. Hello, my darling.
Can I just say, like, I'm never starstruck, but, like, my hands are sweating and I'm, like, freaking out a little bit. This is, like, the first time you phoned me and I was just like, what the heck?
Such an honor. I'm honored. Congratulations for everything, my love. Absolutely everything. We watch you from afar. We idolize what you do. We marvel at your strength. Your joy is infectious. You know, when you guys dance and sing, it's just, you literally have become the family of the nation, and we absolutely love you. So we're honored to have you on Kaya FM, Rach. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, and I don't know about that dancing. Also, the singing should probably be crossed
up as well,
but hey, we try.
Oh, and you're trying something else now. You know, never mind the fact that you're moving from the Western Cape all the way to Natal. We're going to forget about that. But in everything that you guys do, you've decided to put the producer's hat on, the executive producer hat on, and we love Spogazi Jonas. We spoke to her last year about the theater offering, but now you guys have evolved that into a documentary, We Are Dying Here Short. What drew you to it, my love?
It's you know what, it's been such a journey and such a beautiful one at that. And you know, you talk about wearing different hats. I think one that all of us as South Africans should be wearing is, you know, finding our fight in the battle of gender-based violence, because obviously it's absolutely out of control in
and
South
enough
Africa.
Is enough, Rachel.
And Sipokazi, you know, obviously she went ahead and she's been doing absolutely phenomenal work in that space, and in a way that it's so beautifully communicated and so impactful, and we just absolutely wanted to partner with her on her vision and what she was doing. And I mean, really, we had no idea what is a rugby player and a businesswoman, mom, slash everything else. Like, what have we got doing, you know, in that space? But feeling incredibly grateful.
How was the experience for you, you know, especially working on a title that's already been heralded by the Times Magazine, and this was last year, July, especially it had been celebrated in theatrical works. We obviously know that, you know, we have to change with times and evolve with times. How was that experience for you as a couple, but also as you were saying, you evolving from being a businesswoman to now being behind the lens and being the muscle behind the lens?
Yeah, it's, you know, as I said, we have a lot to learn, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I just think that the team that was already so involved in that project were just so phenomenal, so welcoming, and just like excellent workmen and women, and just did such a phenomenal job. And, we just, you know, we're so honored that they agreed to partner on with us, but we really just have a heart to share the message, and we have we've got a responsibility to share the message and a responsibility to take a stand against gender-based violence in whatever shape or form that looks like. But we just don't believe that there's any way that's the wrong way. You know, any kind of message that can go out is important. Just this one has made such an impact, and it's so, so, so important.
I love the message behind the hashtag We Are Dying Here, because it wants us to leave with an overwhelming sense of living, to thrive, to be fearless, and to be as free as possible in this current dispensation that we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. When and how can we experience the film itself?
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. So at the moment, the film is off to the Pan-African Film Festival in LA. And then, you know, we'll see what the outcome is there. But we can't wait to have it, you know, released and available to every single South African to watch and enjoy. And I think that there's going to be so many discussions and important dialogue that comes from the film. at this stage, all of the updates are on the We Are Dying Here, which is the We Are Dying Here Instagram page. Mm-hmm. The Khaleesi Foundation has got a lot of updates on the Khaleesi Foundation Instagram page as well.
Yeah.
And there's also a website, wearedyinghere.com, that everyone can keep a close eye on for all of the updates and what's coming and when it's going to be available.
We Are Dying Here film, I've just followed that, so thank you so much for your contribution. You know, for extending yourself above and beyond the call of your duty, which is essentially to be, you know, our captain's wife. You know what I'm saying? But you're deciding to do so much more than that, Rachel, and we appreciate you.
It's a job in itself.
Exactly. Exactly. This is my point. So, given everything that we've just spoken about, what brings you joy, Rachel Khaleesi?
You know what? I think what brings me joy is my family and the nation, you know, the nation that we all find ourselves in. You know, I think we're all very quick to pick out the negatives and, you know, things are so bad, but yes, there's no people like there are in South Africa, hey, and we've just got such a beautiful, diverse nation.
Yeah.
And I really just have a heart to see that thrive and for everybody in South Africa to really realize the impact that has and the just the value that brings to our nation. And I think that really just the hope for our country and the hope for where we're all going.
Yeah.
God, we all pick our battles. I just think that it's heading in a beautiful direction, and that really just, it gives me so much joy.
I love that. You know what gives me joy?
I'll
say it for you to save you, because I don't want you to compromise yourself when you're live on it. So what gives me joy is when you tell the captain of the Springboks, your beautiful husband, that he cannot sing and that he must stop tagging me, because it's a no from me, Rachel.
No, it's an ongoing thing, and I feel like just you need to invite him on the show just once, just to set the bond, to give him a wooden mic. I think he'll be so satisfied.
We will. We'll discuss this when we come down and visit you guys at the Shark Tank, okay? We're so proud of you and proud of everything that you do. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. That's the phenomenal Rachel Khaleesi speaking on behalf of the Khaleesi Foundation, doing wonderful things when it comes to storytelling here in South Africa. Hashtag We Are Dying Here. Please make sure you follow them on Instagram so we can keep tabs, and wishing them all the best when it comes to the Pan-African Film Festival, which they're currently at right now. And they're going to be enjoying the global premiere when it comes to the very same, the Pan-African Film Festival.
Midday Joy with Unati. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.